Chapter 15, Buying in Bulk Direct from the Banks. Let's talk about buying bulk properties. There are bulk REO lenders, and they sell packages of properties. Some have 10, 20, 30, 100 properties or more in them, with some having up to 500 properties in them. The problem with buying packages like this is that, number one, you're buying them sight unseen. You're not going to know very much about the property before you buy it. You may not even get any photos of them. Sometimes you may think you bought a house and you have someone go look and there's just a vacant lot there. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. There are other things. If you commit to buy a package and you don't follow through, they will never sell you another package again. That's why it's extremely important that if you tell the banker or lender that you're going to buy a package, you will follow through. Having said that, here's another downside of the packages. A lot of times, it can take a while to get the actual title or deed to the property, and that is very important. You need to be working with somebody with a staff or that you know who the lender is so that you can be working to get your deed to the property, because the longer you have that $5,000 tied up in the property, the longer it will take you to get it on the market and get it sold. So you want to make sure that you get clear title or clear deed to the property within a certain amount of time. Another downside is that a lot of times there are back taxes owed on the property, and you don't know how much it is unless you go through each and every one of them and contact the county tax assessor's office, which you can do by going to www.naco.org, which is National Association of Counties. You click on Find a County, then on the state that the property is in, and you can find the county's website from there and find out the back taxes owed by looking up the property. Not every county is online, though. It depends on the county and the state, but the phone number will be on the website, and you can just call them. Most counties, however, are now online. This is the reason that the banks give you a quitclaim deed instead of a general or special warranty deed. This way, they can transfer title without paying anything that may be owed on the property, like taxes or utility liens. So if there are back taxes owed, then you have to add that to the cost of the property. If you paid $5,000 for a property, which, by the way, if you're buying in bulk, you're probably not going to be paying $5,000. You will be paying $2,500 to $3,500, maybe $5,000, but typically you'll get a better price on a property if you do that. However, with the bulk properties, you can make it up in numbers. Another item in bulk sales that you need to look for is utilities that are still owed on the property. In some states, the utilities that are owed on the property will transfer to the new owner. So it is important with bulk sales to verify this with all of the utilities that service the property. How much can you make buying bulk? Let's see how buying a package of houses may work. Let's say that you buy 10 properties in bulk for $50,000. I want you to at least count on one, maybe two of them being such bad dog with fleas that you have to practically give it away. Say you are buying 10 properties at a bulk sale, probably one of them, and you'll have to send somebody out. But in your course in the $1 Million Rolodex, I have a list of sources that you can use to go out and inspect the property, secure the property, board it up, put your sign in, and put a lockbox on it for you. They will take pictures for you while they're there because you don't get the pictures up front by doing the bulk purchase. So have the service go out and do that. Remember, none of this applies when buying one at a time through realtors, just the bulk sales. Some of them are going to be so bad, as I mentioned, that you are going to almost give them away. But you will still put your sign in the yard, but realize that this one may not be able to sell. But when the phone starts ringing, you're going to try and turn these into a cash sale. This person might be a neighbor, and you could even look up on the internet and see who the neighbors are around this property. Maybe the next door neighbor would want to buy this, even if you have $5,000 in it. They might offer you $2,000 or $4,000 for it because it is an eyesore and they just want to tear it down and clear the lot so that it doesn't depreciate their house any longer. So you might not make a return, but at least if you sell it for $2,000 to $3,000 or so, you've gotten rid of it. You could also just donate that kind of property to a nonprofit in the area and take a tax write-off. So if you sold one for $2,000, now you have $48,000 in 9 houses, and you can put your attention into them, the ones that will bring you the money. You are going to now get your signs out on those properties, put them on Craigslist, put your lockbox on the door, and then do the same thing, sell them and create the notes. If you get a call on a property saying, I wouldn't pay $400 a month in this neighborhood, or no, we don't have $2,000 to put down, then you know that you'll have to be a little more flexible on this particular property. You might even let somebody in for $500 down, but at least you know you are in an area where that is going to be a problem property. You may have to adjust your down payment, your pricing, and your payment on that particular property if you get a lot of negative feedback about the neighborhood or the property itself. At the end of the deal, you know that with one of the properties, you got a dog with fleas. You couldn't hardly give it away and had to sell it for $2,000. Then you have another one where you had to take $500 to $250 down or no money down just because they offered to clean it up or something. Maybe you are charging $250 a month instead because of the circumstances. You might even be able to sell that note at 50 cents on the dollar if it's a $28,000 note. Maybe you can get $10,000. As long as you can get a little bit of money out of that one, that's okay. Take your money and move on. You can never make a mistake by making a profit regardless of the amount. Say you have 8 notes left now at $28,000. That's $232,000 in total notes that you have left. Now you can sell enough of them to get your money back and keep the rest of the income. Or you can sell them all or even sell maybe the first 5 years of each one of them. You have many options. If you sold each one of them at a 30% yield and received $15,000 for each one, you still received a total of $120,000 minus what you paid for the properties, including any back taxes, etc. So you can still make a lot of money buying in bulk, but just keep in mind that it is a little different than buying individual properties as there is a lot more work and risk. The good thing about buying in bulk is that you will typically get better deals up front. There is usually no negotiating on the packages as they have already priced them to move very fast. Also, you can get started with a lot of properties very fast. Where do these bulk sales come from? The reason some banks sell properties in bulk is that they are usually the properties that they couldn't sell through a realtor as no one bid on them or they couldn't get them sold. Also, sometimes they may have fire damage, title issues, back taxes, etc., so they just want to move them fast without having to clean up all those issues. I personally like to find the properties listed with realtors that may have been on the market for a while and maybe they have already had a few price drops. Then I make very low offers to them to get the property. I don't always get them, but I get a lot. These are the same properties that the bank is probably considering putting into a bulk package to sell with other properties that couldn't sell through the realtors. The good news is, when I buy it through the realtor individually instead of a bulk sale, the bank has to pay any back taxes and give you clear title to the property, eliminating many of the risk of buying in bulk. You can make a lot of money buying in bulk, but just remember that there will be many surprises and not all of the properties will work out. As long as you know that going in and are okay with it, there is no reason not to buy some bulk packages if you want to. Also remember the cities and states I mentioned previously to stay away from. Using autoresponders to stay in constant contact. An autoresponder is just what it sounds like. It is software that automatically responds to email that is sent to you or sent out when someone goes into your database. It can be set up as a single email response or multiple responses delivered at various intervals. The neat thing is it's all automatic once you set it up. You can set up a response to an inquiry from your website or set up a response from someone who sends you an email while you are out of town. Everyone has received an email from an autoresponder. Have you ever purchased a product online and immediately you received a thank you email or an email with a link to download a product? These are examples of autoresponders. An autoresponder is a seller who never sleeps. An autoresponder is the cheapest personal assistant you will ever hire. Your autoresponder, combined with savvy marketing, is the speediest way to immediately boost your business. Email autoresponders are a time-saving tool that sends your selling message out automatically at standard intervals. An autoresponder is an immense time saver. An autoresponder turns website visitors and prospects into buyers. Autoresponders make the difference between having a real estate business that works hard for you and you constantly having to work hard for your real estate business. Now, how do we use them in real estate investing? Let's take a look at three ways. We have included samples of ones we send out for each in your course to make it easy for you. Now, even though I have already written the autoresponder text for you, it will take you about an hour to set up yours and customize them, but once they are set up, you can go for years without having to do anything else. Think about this. How many investors do you think are following up with every realtor, investor, and first-time homebuyer every week? Another important thing I want to mention is that a lot of investors, especially new investors, do not like to talk to the seller or realtor. Using our system, we have many deals where we talk to the seller or realtor only once, and then the rest of the negotiating is done by email. Is this great or what? Now you can set up these autoresponders to go out in any number of different ways. You may want the first one to go out immediately, then the second one to go out 7 days later, and then the next one to go out 7 days later, and then the rest to go out monthly. This is the way we typically do it. 1. Realtors. Every time we talk to a realtor about a house, we ask them if we can email them when we are looking for a property in a particular area or price range. We then set up a series of emails that go out to the realtor every week for weeks, then monthly for 12 months. Here are the realtor autoresponders. 2. First-time homebuyers. We also use them to keep in touch with first-time homebuyers who might have called us on a house we have already sold, or maybe they were qualified for our financing, but we are still looking for a house for them. This is a great way to keep in touch with them so they don't go shopping with someone else. You can also send custom emails with specific properties and even links to your website, if you have one, to view the properties. In our 12 months of autoresponder text, you will continue marketing to the retail buyer until they buy from you. Here are the first-time homebuyer autoresponders. 3. Investors. Every time an investor calls you about a property you have, or if you call an investor about a house, you should add them to your database and subscribe them to an investor autoresponder. I have provided a series of autoresponders to go out for you.